From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Tea Party movement has scored two major wins and is within striking distance of a third in the final big day of primary contests before this fall's elections. In Delaware, Tea Party favorite Christine O'Donnell has upset veteran GOP Congressman Mike Castle for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. O'Donnell's win is a blow to the GOP's hopes of recapturing a majority in the Senate, but O'Donnell says voters want no more politics as usual.
This isn't just about this U.S. Senate race. This is about changing the system.
Castle seemed resigned to his defeat.
The voters in the Republican primary have spoken, and I respect that decision.
NPR's Mara Liasson says O'Donnell won despite long odds against her.
She was attacked as a fraud by the Republican establishment, but O'Donnell won decisively last night. Her victory makes it much harder for Republicans to get the 10 pickups they will need to take control of the Senate in the fall. In other races, New York State businessman Carl Paladino, who had allied himself with the Tea Parties, beat former Congressman Rick Lazio for the Republican nomination for governor. And the Democratic establishment had an upset last night also. Washington, D.C. Mayor Adrian Fenty lost to challenger Vincent Gray. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
In New Hampshire's Republican primary for Senate, former Attorney General Kelly Ayotte, who was backed by establishment Republicans and former Governor Sarah Palin of Alaska, holds a slim lead over Tea Party favorite Ovid LaMontagne. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says this is the time for progress on Middle East peace. She was speaking in Jerusalem, where she's meeting with Israeli and Palestinian leaders today.
They are getting down to business, and they have begun to grapple with the core issues that can only be resolved through face-to-face negotiations.
But Clinton gave no indication the two sides are finding a way to get around a major obstacle in those negotiations, a Palestinian threat to leave the talks if Israel does not extend a moratorium on settlement construction in the West Bank. Outgoing BP chief executive Tony Hayward faces a grilling today by British lawmakers. Larry Miller reports Hayward is expected to be asked whether an oil spill like the one in the Gulf of Mexico could happen in the North Sea.
The appearance by Hayward and other BP officials before Parliament's Energy and Climate Committee comes as the oil company seeks approval to drill a deep water well off the coast of Scotland. According to documents just released, four out of BP's five North Sea operations failed last year to meet spill-related emergency regulations. And 7 months before the Gulf of Mexico accident, a British government investigation found some new BP staff were not trained to acceptable standards. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Japan's government has intervened to weaken the value of the yen against the dollar today. The move is expected to help boost the country's exports. This is NPR News from Washington. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is filling in some of the details of his plan to save $100 billion over the next 5 years in Pentagon spending. Gates says the military must get more bang for its buck.
Affordability will be incorporated right at the beginning as a firm requirement for each new program. So, for example, we don't end up with another half-billion-dollar presidential helicopter.
Gates says money saved in reducing inefficiencies and cutting overhead will go to modernizing military equipment and providing more support for U.S. troops. The U.S. Embassy in Jordan is warning Americans against traveling to the port city of Aqaba. Dale Gavlak reports the embassy is citing what it calls an imminent threat there.
The U.S. Embassy message on the internet says it's received credible information of a potential terrorist attack in the Gulf of Aqaba region. It gives no further details, and embassy officials are declining to comment. But Jordanian security officials say they have no information of a pending attack. Last month, a rocket struck the center of Aqaba, the second such attack in months, killing a Jordanian and wounding four. It's believed the intended target was Israel's nearby resort of Eilat. For NPR News, I'm Del Gavlak in Amman.
Two powerful hurricanes are churning over open water in the Atlantic. Richard Pasch is with the National Hurricane Center.
Igor and Julia will likely be churning over the Atlantic waters for a number of days to come here, certainly probably through 5 days and longer.
Pasch says neither storm poses a threat to the U.S. mainland, but Tropical Storm Carl is bearing down on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support